The documentary, The Atomic Cafe, was first released to theaters in 1982. Now, a 4K restoration is back in theaters, and it continues to mesmerize audiences. The film is told entirely with archival footage, depicting America's relationship to the atomic bomb. It begins with President Harry Truman announcing its existence.
It is an awful responsibility which has come to us. We thank God that it has come to us instead of to our enemies. And we pray that he may guide us to use it in his ways and for his purposes.
The filmmaking trio, brothers Kevin and Pierce Rafferty and Jane Loder, created a lasting work that's alternately scary and funny. They show how the atom bomb seeped into the culture everywhere, from restaurant names to novelty songs. This educational cartoon of Bert the Turtle taught school children to duck when the bomb dropped.
When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He ducked and covered.
That may sound naive. Other chapters of this history sound worse. In 1946, America conducted atomic bomb tests in the Bikini Atoll Islands. A U.S. government film gives this explanation.
But to the natives, in their simplicity and their pleasantness and their courtesy, they're more than willing to cooperate.
We should all understand this history that set the stage for President Trump to tweet about the size of his nuclear button. Atomic Cafe is now playing at the Film Forum. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.
The sun goes down.